Today, I'm going to talk to you about Saul. If you actually think about it, is Saul a likely Christian? No. Most people thought that he hated Christians. He did hate Christians. Even Ananias thought him an unlikely Christian. He killed the Christians. Now, you have to hate to kill someone. You have to hate someone to kill him. Now, Paul thought he was doing the right thing by killing the blasphemous Christians, as he called us. That is, until God touched his life, which brings me to my first point. Saul was of the tribe of Benjamin. You can find that in Romans 11, verses 1. I say then, hath God cast away his people? God forbid, for I also am an Israelite of the seed of Benjamin, of the tribe of Benjamin. He was also born in Tarsus. You can find that in Acts chapter 9, verse 11. And the Lord said unto him, arise and go into the street, which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he prayeth. Paul was taught at the school of Gamaliel. You can find that in Acts chapter 22, verse 3. I am a verily a man, which am a Jew, born in Tarsus, a city in Cilicia, yet brought up in this city at the feet of Gamaliel, and taught according to the perfect manner of the law of our fathers. Paul's father was a true Hebrew. He was in Israel until Rome took over Jerusalem. Paul's father was a Hebrew from Israel and Rome. Paul was a zealous Pharisee. You can find that in Acts chapter 22, verse 3 also. And he was zealous towards God, as ye all are this day. Saul was present at the stoning of Stephen. You can find that in Acts chapter 7, verse 58. And they cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at a young man's feet, whose name was Saul. In Acts chapter 9, verse 1 and 2, and Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest, and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them back to Jerusalem. Now, Saul is still breathing and killing. Saul is still breathing threats and killing Christians. And finally, in verse 2, he actually asked to have papers to go to Damascus and arrest them and bring them bound back to Jerusalem. One of the main reasons Saul is an unlikely Christian is because he persecuted the Christians. Paul finally realized that he was hindering the Christians by murdering them. When God spoke to him, he knew it was wrong. He thought that he was doing the right thing by killing the Christians, but it wasn't. After he believed what God said, he knew he needed remission for his sins, so he prayed to God for 3 days. Saul. In Acts chapter 9, verse 2, Paul asked the high priest for papers to go to Damascus and arrest all the Christians along the way and bring them bound back to Jerusalem. Needless to say, the high priest gave him the letters. In Acts chapter 9, verses 3 through 8, as the journey came near Damascus, and suddenly a light shone on him from heaven, then he fell to the ground and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And he said, who are you, Lord? Then the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. It is hard for you to kick against the goads. So he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what do you want me to do? Then the Lord said unto him, arise and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do. And he was 3 days without sight or water. What was it that Paul must do? Paul must be baptized for remission of his sins, so he could be in heaven eternally with our heavenly Father. When our Lord Jesus Christ spoke to Paul, and Paul listened to Jesus, he did not know what to do, so he prayed for 3 days. until Ananias came unto me and stood and said unto me, Brother Saul, receive thy sight. In the same hour I looked up upon him. And he said, The God of our fathers have chosen thee, that thou shouldest know his will, and see that just one, and shouldest hear the voice of his mouth. For thou shalt be his witness unto all men of what thou hast seen and heard. And now why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized, and wash away thy sins. Acts chapter 22, verses 13 through 16. Saul is the same man who murdered and persecuted Christians and killed so many of God's people. He was baptized for remission of his sins, and every sin he ever committed was washed away. Saul was saved when he was baptized. It's as simple as that. In Acts chapter 2, verses 38, then Peter said, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Baptism washes away your sins. Belief doesn't wash away anything. It is what required to be baptized. Some people think that when the scales fall off his eyes, when he regained his sight, that Paul was saved then. But he was saved when he was baptized, or else Ananias would not have said, Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins. Now, did Ananias really tell Paul what God told him? The answer is yes. Mark 16:16. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Is that not specific or what? If not, you should pay more attention to the commands in Acts chapter 22, verses 13 through 16. The three commands of the text in Acts 22, verses 13 and 16 are, Arise, be baptized, and wash away thy sins. These three commands are linked together by the conjunction and. It's similar to the Mark 16:16, believe and be baptized, and Acts verses chapter 2, verse 38, repent and be baptized. This small word holds all of these passages together by linking baptism with faith and repentance in their relation to salvation and washing. He that believeth shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. So teaches Mark 16:16. You cannot believe alone and be saved. That small little word and means so much, but someone didn't want to listen to God. So they took that word out, and their little religion now teaches that all you have to do is believe or be baptized. Either one is your choice. But that isn't true. That's why the word and is in that scripture. Now, Paul followed God's word, so he was rewarded with the everlasting life in heaven. Did Paul go to heaven? Yes, Paul went to heaven, even though he killed Christians. He was baptized, and God forgave his sins. Because he loved God, it hurt him to know that he killed God's people. If Paul can have these sins forgiven, you can have any of yours forgiven.